The Safari Quiz Show.
Jeeja.
Savai
Kieja. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Michael, Anu and three awesome kids in the studio today. In fact, today we have the youngest kids ever. And yay, yes, they're all first graders. And the reason why we have a first grader show is because of one loyal listener. His name is Madhav, and a lot of you who are regular listeners of the show know that you can hear his voice every time trying to answer the listener questions. And he wanted to be on the show, and then we found two other really, really bright first graders who wanted to be on the show with him. So we have a very special first grader show. Let's see how the kids do in the questions today. But before that, a few housekeeping items. First of all, we have a new Facebook page, the Safari Quiz Show Facebook page. So if you haven't already liked it, please go and like it. I already always put up an extra question there. So if your kids like solving the questions that come on the show, you should like it so that every week we get some of the extra questions we put in the Safari Quiz Show Facebook page. Also, I want to mention our sponsor, Sanjeev Gupta CPA. He's a well-known CPA firm in the Bay Area, having three offices in Fremont, Sunnyvale, and Pleasanton. He handles accounting, payroll, corporate, LLC partnership tax preparation, and individual tax preparation. The number to contact him is 510-825-7563, 825-7563, or visit sanjeevcpa.com. That's sanjivcpa.com. You get a 10% discount on your fees if you mention the Safari Quiz Show. And tax season is coming, so please don't delay and don't procrastinate. If you have a need for tax services, Sanjeev Gupta CPA is the person, because we are so grateful for him for sponsoring our show. Now, before we meet the kids in the studio today, let me explain the rules to them one more time. I think they do know the rules, but I'm going to mention it again. We have three categories, 10 questions each. All right? We have a buzzer in the studio. The kids press the buzzer, and the person who buzzes first, their buzzer lights up. They get to answer. If your light buzzes and you get to answer the question and you get it right, you get 10 points. If you get it wrong, you get -5. If you can't answer the question passes like this. Okay? In an anti-clockwise direction in the studio. So if Akshint, who's one of our contestants, and we'll meet him soon, can't answer, question will pass to Madhav. If Madhav can't answer, question will pass to Divya, and Divya to Akshint. Got it? All right. If you get the question as a past question, like one person couldn't answer, so the question comes to you. You can, if you know the answer, you can say, and then you get 5 points if you're right, -5 if you're wrong. But you also have a choice to say, pass. I don't want to answer the question. I don't know the answer. Okay? Got it? All right. So let's meet our contestants. Our first contestant is Akshint. Welcome to the show, Akshint. Say hi.
Hi.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. Which school do you go to?
I go to Forest Park.
You go to Forest Park Elementary. And your sister is Aradhya?
Yeah.
And so she is a regular contestant on the show, and she's really good. So do you want to be as good as her? Yeah. Yeah. So do you have a competition at home about who can answer the most questions? No, you have to say, because if you shake your head, you know, we don't have a TV on you. This is all mic. So our listeners can't hear if you shake your head. So say no.
No.
No. All right. So Akshin, what do you do after school? What do you do for fun?
Play,
of course. Play, yeah. What?
Play tag.
Play tag. You have a lot of friends. You live in one of those lovely lovely home areas where lots of kids come out in the street and play.
Yeah.
In the evenings.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. Everybody's out there riding their bikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun, huh? So are you really fast runner?
A little.
A little? Yeah. Do you get caught in tag or do you catch people?
I catch people sometimes.
Yeah? Yeah. It's good practice, right? If it's raining, what do you do?
We play...
Board games?
Yeah.
Yeah? What kind of board games?
Like...
Carom board. Oh, lovely game. All right, so let's...
And chess.
And chess. Are you good at chess?
No.
No, you're still learning? Yeah. Our next contestant is a very familiar voice, so I'll let him say hi. Say hi, Madhav.
Hi.
So Madhav is one of our most regular listeners, and we're really grateful to have listeners like him on our show. And today we're really thrilled that he could make it to our live show and be a contestant. So If any of you are listening thinking, I want to do that too, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com, and you can participate on the show too, just like Madhav. So Madhav, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Madhav. I'm in first grade. I'm from Briar Elementary, and my hobbies are playing with my friends baseball and playing Legos and drawing.
And drawing. What do you draw?
Cars.
You draw cars. And Lego. Have you seen the new Lego movie?
No.
You wanna?
Yeah.
It's very good. I went and saw it yesterday. And it's really funny. It's really, really nice. I think you also want to see it, Akshin?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Madhav, tell us, your mom tells me that listening to the show is something you do every week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how do you find out the answers for the listener questions? Because you're answering every question.
I go to the internet.
You go to the internet and look it up?
Yeah.
Do you know how to do that?
No, my sister does it.
Oh, yeah. Sister does it? How old is she?
18.
Wow. So she helps you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So do you remember what you learn on the Safari Quiz Show?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good, isn't it? It's fun. Good. So everybody sitting around the radio listening, because that's my dream of what everybody should be doing on Saturday mornings. Right, Michael? Yeah. Cool. So Michael, so Madhav, we're thrilled to have you on the show today. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
All right. Our next contestant is Divya. Welcome to the show, Divya. Say hi.
Hi, I'm Divya. I'm in first grade.
What's your school?
I'm at Forest Park.
Okay, you're at Forest Park Elementary too. And Divya has a sweet, soft voice, so we're going to put the mic a little bit closer. So what do you, who's your teacher?
Ms. Garabedian.
Is she nice?
Mm-hmm.
Is she sweet?
That's my teacher.
Your teacher too? She's nice too?
Yeah.
You guys are friends?
Yeah,
we both be in the same class.
Yeah, so do you guys live close to each other too? Do you live close
to
each other?
We used to be, but now he moved. Yeah.
Oh, he did. Okay. So Divya, what do you like to do after school?
I like to play in the park.
Oh, the forest park?
Monkey bars.
Yeah? Can you swing across monkey bars?
Yeah.
Wow.
I could even come back.
That's awesome.
I could come back and skip.
Yeah, you skip too? You guys?
Yeah, I could skip, come back.
Oh.
I could jump to the turret bar, skip, and come back.
Wow, you guys are like little monkeys. You're so good. Cool. So what do you do on rainy days when it's like now?
I go inside and play board games.
What do you play?
I play Headbands.
Headbands? What is that?
It's a game.
Oh, there's a game called Headbands? Oh,
you have to guess what character, a Disney character.
Ah, I love that game. We didn't have fancy headbands, so we just held up a card in our forehead. Okay, so are you guys ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Michael is talking on the phone. Why is Michael talking on the phone? Michael needs to stop talking on the phone so we can start our show, right, boys and girls?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right, so today's categories, you know already. First one is animals beginning with the letter T. Okay, Divya, you have to hold it. What if you know and you have to buzz in fast, right? Yeah? And everybody, it's okay to guess. Ready? First question. Animals beginning with T. Animal that goes... Wait, I want to do a buzzer check before I... Ooh, I'm holding them on tenterhooks. Buzz. Let me see your buzzer action. Very good. Yours works. Yours works, Divya. Very good. Everybody's buzzer works. Animal that goes gobble, gobble, gobble.
Turkey.
Turkey is right. 10 points to Madhav. Did you know the answer, Divya?
No.
Question number two. Very slow and long living land animal.
Tortoise.
Very good, Madhav. This shows what happens when kids listen to our show every week. That's really good. Question number three. Animal that has stripes and roars.
Tiger.
Madhav again. Boys, girls. Akshin, you have to hold it like this and quickly buzz. Don't let him win.
Yeah.
Question number four. These tiny bugs can eat through wood.
Termite.
Wow. Awesome. Question number five. This animal looks like a big fuzzy spider.
Tarantula.
Tarantula is right. Question number six. Large mammal that looks like a pig with a long snout. Everybody like took a deep breath. Because I was like, this is going so fast. Yes. T. Remember, the animal's name begins with a T. It's an animal that looks a little bit like a pig, except it has like a longish snout.
Tapir.
Tapir. And that's Madhav again. All right. Question number 7. Come on. This one, everybody knows. I want an answer, at least an attempt from somebody else. Animals that look a little like tortoise but live in the water.
Turtle.
Turtle, Divya. Good job. Well done. Question number 8. Again, everybody will know this, so be ready to buzz. Tropical bird with a big, colorful beak.
Toucan.
Toucan. Very good, yes. Madhav. Question number 9. Everybody knows this one too. Be ready to buzz. Baby frog.
Toads.
Minus 5. Question passes to Divya. Baby frog. You can say pass if you don't know.
Pass.
Tadpole. Tadpole. Very good. 5 points to Akshin. Finally, he has points. Last question in animals beginning with a T. Scary dinosaur with tiny hands.
T-Rex.
Very good. 10 points to Akshin. All right. Everybody has points on the board. And with that, we come to the end of our very first round. But of course, we have our listener round. And hey, listeners, one of you is in the studio with me today. So there's more calls I can take. Woohoo! So our call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And this question is only for the people at home. All right? I know you probably know this answer, but you have to be quiet. Question is, name this colorful poisonous amphibian found in tropical jungles. We're still in the category animals beginning with T. Colorful poisonous kind of amphibian found in tropical jungles. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. I'm not hearing them, Michael. Hi, you're on the air. What's happening? Let's go to our next call. Hi, you're on the air. Okay. Yeah, let's... Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Sabina. The answer is a toad.
Is what?
A toad.
A toad. Okay, so that's Sabina's answer. A toad. Colorful, poisonous kind of amphibian found in tropical jungles. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam, and the answer is toad.
Shivam also thinks it's a toad. Okay. Wow, this answer stumped a lot of people. All right, I need to... We can disconnect that. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav and I think the answer is toad.
Gaurav also thinks it's toad. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is toad.
Toad. Pooja says toad too. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Sahana.
Yes, Sahana.
I think the answer is toad.
Thank you, Sahana. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha and the answer is toad.
Tanisha thinks it's toad too. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti and I think the answer is toad.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air. Okay, so we'll take a break now. When we come back, we'll see what the answer to that was. And we'll see how the kids in the studio are doing. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jeeja.
Safari Quiz Show.
Jeeja. Safari Jeeja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We've just reached the end of the first category. This is your host Vidya here with Akshin, Madhav and Divya. And they are our youngest contestants ever. They are first graders and they're doing really well. The category before we went on break was animals that begin with a T. First, let's go to our listener question. I had asked for colorful, poisonous amphibians that live in tropical jungles, and I have to say I was wrong. I was thinking of tree frogs, but tree frogs are not poisonous, and the frogs that are poisonous, which are the poison dart frogs, don't begin with a T. So I'm going to actually give everybody a chance, everybody who answered a chance to win our listener prize, because that was my mistake, not yours. And from all our answerers, from all the people who called in, Divya has picked the winner. So Divya is going to announce the winner of the first listener question. Go for it, Divya.
Shivam.
Shivam. All right. Shivam, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. You know what to do. Write to us with the question, the answer, your name and contact information. And I hope to see all of the people who called in someday in our studio, just like Madhav is in our studio today. But first, let's check how they're doing on points. Akshin, how many points do you have? 15 and speak into the mic so everybody can
15.
Hear.
15.
There you go. Perfect. Madhav, how many points do you have?
65.
65. Awesome. And what about you, Divya? 10.
10.
10 points. Divya has 10 points. So everybody did pretty good. It was the first round ever. So everybody, there was some little nervousness, some buzzer skills. But now we have 20 more questions, right? 10 questions in the next category and 10 questions in the last category. Yes, everybody get their hands on the buzzers. We'll do a buzzer check before we start our second round. Akshin, why aren't you? Very good. Madhav? Divya? Yes. And Divya, I think it might be better if you hold your thing like this and press with your thumb down. Can you do it or it's too small? Hey, wait, Akshant, you got it. Divya, what's the best way you can hold it? You want to hold it in one hand and press with the other? Like that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah? All right. Ready for the next category? This is all things that are green. Ready? I'm sure you'll know the answers, so be sure to buzz in quickly. Got it? Miss Anu's rattling the coin bag around here. Things that are green. First question. Paper money in America.
Dollars.
Dollar bill. The dollar bill is green. Very good. 10 points to Madhav. Come on, guys. Everybody, answer quickly. Vegetable with long stalks that goes well with peanut butter and raisin to make ants on a log. Vegetable. Green vegetable. Remember, the things that are green. Green vegetable with long stalks.
Broccoli.
No, that's not correct. Minus 5 to Akshin. Question passes to Madhav. Do you know it?
No. Pass.
What about you, Divya?
Mm-hmm. Pass.
Divya passes to celery.
Celery.
Yeah, you put peanut butter and then you put raisins and you make ants on a log. Okay, question number 3. Kind of lizard you may have seen in insurance commercial?
Geico.
What's the lizard?
Pass.
No, you don't know that. Minus 5 for Madhav. Do you know the name of the lizard? You've got the commercial right. What's the name of the lizard?
I don't know.
No, you don't know it. Divya, what about you? Do you know? No. Pass. Akshint, you want to take a chance? Do you know?
What
that lizard is that appears in the Geico commercials?
No.
Green. It's a gecko. It's a Geico gecko. That's why they pick the gecko. All right. Question number 4. Green kind of fruit whose black kind we like on pizzas. It's a kind of fruit we like on our pizzas. The green kind. But it has a green kind and...
Lettuce?
Lettuce on pizzas? You like lettuce on your pizzas?
No.
What a good boy. No. And besides, it's not a fruit. It's not a fruit. Question passes to Madhav.
Broccoli?
No, it's not a fruit either. What about you, Divya?
No.
Olives. Black olives. We like black olives on our pizzas, right? Question number 5. Green nut that's inside a shell. Green nut that's inside a shell. You guys probably like to eat this. No? Green nut.
No.
Inside a shell. Pistachio.
Oh, yeah.
Pistachio. Okay, question number 6. When this fruit is yellow, it's delicious and tasty. Eating it raw when it's green can give you a stomachache.
Bananas.
Very good. 10 points. Question number 7. A green precious jewel. Gem. The name of a green gem. Green gem. Like rubies are red, diamonds are white. Which ones are green? Do you guys know the Wizard of Oz?
No.
This is the Emerald City. Okay, question number 8. These turn from green to red, brown and yellow in the fall.
Tree. Leaf.
Leaves. Very good. 10 points to Akshin. Good job. 2 more questions. Question number 9. Everybody will know this answer, so be ready to buzz. Green bird that can imitate human speech.
Parrot.
Very good. Question number 10. Green fruit that's similar to a lemon.
Watermelon.
No, minus 5. My goodness, watermelons are not similar to lemons. Watermelons are big, lemons are small. Watermelons are red inside, lemons are white inside. Which is a green fruit that's similar to a lemon? Divya, do you know? No. What about you, Akshin? A lime. Lime. All right. So we come to the end of our second green round, which stumped a little bit our kids in the studio. But let's go to our listener question, 510-770-1550. Remember, these are first graders, so I'm really amazed at how well they're doing. So good job. One more time, a big round of applause for our first graders. And let's go to our listener question in the category green things. Creature who guards the pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. Creature who guards a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. Shush, shush, shush. I know you guys know the answer. You can't share it with our listeners. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is a leprechaun.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Suti, and the answer is leprechaun.
Thank you, Suti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is leprechaun.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Vibha, and the answer is leprechaun.
Thank you, Vibha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anish, and I think the answer is leprechaun.
Thank you, Anish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Akriti, and the answer is leprechaun.
Thank you, Akriti. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Rashmi, and the answer is leprechaun.
What's your name again?
My Ashna, and the answer is leprechaun.
Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Iknor, and the answer is leprechaun.
Thank you, Iknor. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is leprechaun.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sahana. The answer is the Irish leprechaun.
Thank you, Sahana. I think Sahana was the last caller for this round. Okay, since you're pressed. Hi, you're on the air. Let's do two.
Hello, my name is Bubbly, and I think the answer is leprechaun.
Thank you, Bubbly, and last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sinchina, and the answer is the leprechaun.
Thank you, Sinchina. Sinchina was the last caller for round two. If you're still trying to call in, don't worry. I'll have one more question at the end of round three, but it's time to take a break.
Safari quiz show.
Jija. Safari. That's the kind of enthusiasm I want. Akshint, awesome job. All right. So we just finished two rounds. Our last round was green things, and our first graders did stumble a little bit, but they did pretty well. So before we check their scores, let's see what the answer for the listener question was, which is creature who guards a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow, and it is a green creature who indeed was a leprechaun. And Madhav has picked the lucky winner from all our correct answers.
The winner of the second question is Gaurav.
Gaurav, all right. Woohoo! Gaurav, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Safariquizshow@gmail.com is also the is also our email to write to if you want to participate on the show. We're still looking for participants. I'd love to have some older participants, 5th, 6th grades. So if you're listening to the show and you think you have a brother or sister, just sponsor them. Tell them they need to come on the show and show off their smarts. We'd love to have more participants, so please do write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Okay, so here's our last category. Kids are getting antsy and jumpy. So it's time to go to our question. Oh, no, we have to check our scores first. Akshay, how many points do you have?
15.
What about you, Madhav?
80.
Madhav has 80 points. Divya, what about you?
10.
Divya, are you ready with your buzzer? Yes. All right. Yeah. This category is called Guess Who. Now that doesn't say anything. So what I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do with this. I'm gonna describe the costume, the dress somebody wears from a kid's book or a kid's movie, and you have to identify the person. Okay? Are you ready?
Yeah.
He wears a blue and red skin tight suit with a red cape.
Superman.
Good job, Divya. I was going to say on his chest is a letter S. Very good. She wears a red frock with white polka dots, a red bow on her head, and two black mouse ears.
Minnie Mouse.
Very good, Akshin. Divya, I thought you'd answer that question. Okay, question number three. All he wears is a red bow tie and a tall hat with red and white stripes.
The yellow man from Curious George.
No, not correct. Minus five. Remember, yeah. All he wears is a red bow tie and a tall hat with red and white stripes. Question passes to Divya. Red bow tie, tall hat with red and white stripes. No idea. Pass. Akshint.
Pass.
Really? The cat in the hat. Oh, yeah, because that's all he wears. Tall hat with red and white stripes. Okay. These are little creatures. Most of them wear blue jeans suspenders, black boots, black gloves, and big pair of round spectacles or monocles. They're yellow. Yellow creatures who wear blue jeans suspenders, black boots, black gloves.
Minions.
Minions. Very good. 10 points to Akshant. Question number 5. She wears a pink t-shirt, orange shorts, white sneakers, and yellow socks, and carries a backpack on her back. She wears a pink t-shirt, orange shorts. Do you know, Divya? No?
No.
Pink t-shirt, orange shorts, white sneakers, yellow socks, carries a backpack on his back. And the backpack's name is Backpack.
Mm-hmm.
Dora. Dora. Very good, Madhav. Good job. Okay, question number 6. He wears a white collared shirt, red tie, black shiny shoes, and square brown shorts. Square brown shorts. White collared shirt, red tie, black...
SpongeBob.
Very good, Madhav. 10 points. Question number 7. He wears an orange and brown checkered shirt, blue suspenders, brown boots, a helmet on his head, and a tool belt around his middle. He wears an orange and brown checkered shirt, blue suspenders, brown boots, yellow helmet on his head, and a tool belt around his middle. No?
No.
Obviously, what does he think? What do you think he does things with the tool belt?
Fix
things? Yes. In fact, the song asks him whether he can fix it. His theme song says, "Can you fix it?" No?
No.
Bob the Builder, can you fix it? Bob the Builder? Yes, you can. Okay, question number 8. He is dressed entirely in a skin-tight suit of black and gray, has a yellow belt, black cape, and a mask with the ears pointing up. He is dressed entirely in a skin-tight suit of black and gray, has a yellow belt, black cape. You know what a cape is? It's a long thing that you wear in the back.
Batman.
Very good. I needed to explain what a cape was. Okay. And a mask with ears pointing up. Alright, question number 9. He wears a red, white and blue suit based on the American flag and carries a red, white and blue shield with a star in the center.
Iron Man.
Ooh, very close. That is not correct. Divya, question passes to Akshint. I know yes. Madhav knows it. Oh, he knows. Yes.
Captain America.
Speak into the mic.
Captain America.
That's right. Captain America, 5 points. And last question. Divya, you might know this one. She wears a short green frock, has blonde hair that's tied up in a knot, and almost transparent wings.
Tinkerbell.
Oh, you have to buzz.
Tinkerbell.
Very good. 10 points. Good job. All right. So with that, we come to the end of our show for today. Wow. That went well. Did you guys have fun with the costume round?
Yeah,
was it fun to guess? All right, so that was the first time we did a round like that. Hopefully you enjoyed it. We'll do some other stuff. When kids are older, we'll do a little more difficult ones. But it's now time for our listener question, 510-770-1550. Okay, kids in the studio, you are going to know this. Do not blurt it out. Thank you. He wears a cape over a school uniform, carries a wand, and has a scar on his head. 510-770-1550. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina. The answer is Harry Potter.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
My name is Ritwik and the answer is Harry Potter.
Is that Ritwik?
Yeah.
Hi, Ritwik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Harry Potter.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignore, and the answer is Harry Potter.
Thank you, Ignore. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti, and I think the answer is Harry Potter.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Asish.
Yes, Asish.
My answer is Harry Potter.
Thank you, Asish. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, go ahead.
This is Harry Potter.
Is that bubbly? Okay, let's go. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Akriti, and the answer is Harry Potter.
Thank you, Akriti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy.
Hi, Lippy.
And the answer is Harry Potter.
Thank you, Lippy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sahana, and the answer to this question is Harry Potter.
Thank you, Sahana. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is Harry Potter.
Thank you, Tanisha. Let's take one more call. Hi, you're Hello. On the air.
Hello, my name is Angel, and I think so the answer is Harry Potter.
Wait, let me have your name again.
My name is Tejal, and I think so
Tejal.
The answer is Harry Potter.
Tejal, welcome to the show. Did I get your name right?
Yes.
All right, thank you. That was a new caller. That's nice. Okay, let's take two more calls if we have them. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Eshna, and I think the answer is Harry Potter.
Thank you, Eshna. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, this is Somi.
Hi, Somi. What's your answer?
Harry Potter.
Thank you. Somi was our last caller for our third question. I know there are still some people on the lines. Don't worry. Next week, we'll have more questions, more quizzes. So do keep tuning in. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see who won here and also who won our third listener question. Jieja.
Sawal Jieja.
Jieja.
Sawal Jieja.
We have an enthusiastic bunch here today. We've come to the end of our show. So sad. But we've come to the end of our show. And it was a very special show because for the very first time, we had first graders on the show. And they did really, really well. But before we announce who won in our studio and before we announce who won our third listener question, which this time Akshin picked out, I want to mention a couple of things. One is we have a new Facebook page, the Safari Quiz Show. Please do go and like it. Secondly, we are looking for participants. In case you didn't know, our contestants in the studio, the first prize winner wins $40 gift certificate. The second and third prize winners get a $15 gift certificate. So that should be a little bit of an incentive for you to come and participate on the show. And if you're interested, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Safariquizshow@gmail.com is the place to write to us and say, hey, I'm interested in participating. Here's my age. Here's my school. And please put me in with people who are of the same age. Obviously, we always put kids in the same grades together so that it's a fair fight. Okay, so let's see who won our third listener question. Akshint, who did you pick? Into the mic, sorry.
The third listener question is Bubbly.
Yes, the winner of the third listener question is Bubbly. All right, picked by Akshint. So, Bubbly, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Please do so today, if possible, and mention the question and the answer as well. And now let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Akshint, how many points do you have?
35.
Into the mic.
35.
There you go. Madhav, how many points do you have?
110.
Awesome. And what about you, Divya?
25.
Well done, Divya. So, our big winner of our $40 gift certificate today is Madhav. Are you happy you stepped out from behind the radio and came to the studio, Madhav? Yeah? All right. So, do we have any time left, Michael, or are we just going to wind up? We have a minute. We have a couple of minutes. Do you want to get Aradhya in the studio? I think she was peeking inside. So, Akshint is Aradhya's younger brother, right? All right. So, let's see. We'll ask her how she thinks. Come here, Aradhya. Speak into my mic. How do you think Akshint did?
I think he did well.
Are you going to coach him next time to win?
Yeah, I'm going to train him, and probably I will tell him that he should be a little more confident.
Yeah, oh, he is plenty confident. Confidence is not his problem. Thank you so much, Aradhya. Aradhya has been a regular with us, and we love to have her in the studio. I just wanted her to come and say hi. And with that, we come to the end of our show for today. The show was sponsored by Safari Kid Preschool, produced by Michael and Anu, and the theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiyeja,
Safari Jiyeja!
के संग ना बहूंगे सखी अब ना मैं घूम सुन रहूंगी सखी सहने से बेहतर कहूंगी सखी आंसू के संग ना बहूंगी सखी अब ना मैं घूम सुन रहूंगी
संग ना बहू